Hey, friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time. This season, we want to focus on the importance of walking with a game plan. Welcome back to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. This season, we want to encourage you to see your life and your walk with Christ as one that is full of great purpose and God's game plan for you. There is no doubt that we are living in a broken world, but we want to remind you today that if you are a follower of Christ, you are on the winning team. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." It is a new year and a new opportunity to strengthen many areas of our lives, and we are starting with our core. We believe that a strong core is the key to a winning mindset in life.
Yes, and I'm so excited about a new season and what God is teaching us, Christy, and strengthening our core physically and spiritually. It's exciting. So how do we even do that? How do you strengthen your core? And Christy, I know God is leading me and speaking to my heart about some specific ways that he wants my core to be strengthened. He wants my strength to increase, and has given me the option to join him or do what I think is best, convenient or comfortable in my own mind, and be led by my feelings. But that's not what I want to do. And I know there is no real strength in doing it my way. So what do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I too know that God is leading me to share and live in the boldness and confidence that comes with him leading and guiding my every step. But if I'm honest, Kelly, like, I'm tired of bringing my same insecurities to his feet. Yeah. I'm tired because I keep picking them back up.
Yeah.
That's not what he wants. He and I both know my weaknesses. Yet, he wants to show me just how strong he is. So, yes, I'm ready to strengthen my core and see myself and know myself as God sees and knows me.
Yeah. And I think as we want to share with you this new season, we talked briefly about, you know, walking with a game plan and what that looks like. And if I'm real honest, like, I want it to be something that I can control, that makes sense, that this is what you do, follow through with it, and this outcome will happen. But really, Christy, what we're learning is walking with a game plan is not necessarily a strategy that's gonna have outcomes that we can predict.
Right.
And what we're learning is that walking with a game plan is really walking with Christ.
Absolutely.
Day by day, moment by moment, in each day. So we just thought we would share a little bit about what God is teaching us as we start a new year, a new season of our podcast. And to do that, God has shared a word that each of us want to think on. We want to And it's not just a word, it's a mindset, right. And it's a lifestyle that God is reminding and teaching us to walk in. And so I'll just go first that the word that God keeps putting in front of me is the word dwell. And actually, Ben and I were driving to school one day, and I was really working on memorizing Psalm 23. And it's real, you know, we know that psalm, we know parts of it, but as I was memorizing the whole thing, I just was reminded that dwelling with God is what I long for.
Absolutely.
It's what I long for. And so I just want to read this. And before I read it, I want to just share with you another synonym is abide and reside. But I felt like the word dwell is what God really was impressing on my heart. So just listen, this is common to you maybe, but listen, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
That's good.
And that whole psalm to me reminds me what it looks like if I dwell with the Lord. All those things the Lord does and who he is are possible for me to walk in if I'm dwelling with him and in his word. But Christy, before I even really can understand how I can dwell in the presence of the Lord, I have to understand that my position of dwelling in God's presence really started with him. And we are coming out of Christmas and we're starting a new year, but the whole Christmas season, we see and we worship and we sing about our King of Kings coming to this earth because he wants to dwell with his people.
Making room for him.
Yeah.
Making room for him so that we can dwell.
Yeah. He wants to be with us. He wants to lead us and love us and for us to be in his presence. And that was his initiation. And just the verse that really just spoke to me is in John. And he's talking about how the word became flesh. That's what Jesus did. He made his dwelling among us, sinful, broken, messy people. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And so as I just begin to wrestle with, God, you're calling me to dwell with you even more, The reality is that he came to dwell with me even more. And I love that. And so as we are coming out of a season of beginning this podcast, when we shared about me having a diagnosis that has been challenging, it's been real, we've walked through that, and dwelling means I long to be in the presence of God. And so how does that look for me? What steps do I take to live that out? And I just want to share this is my journey, and it's where I am right now. And so as I am walking through MS and tremors and recovering from deep brain stimulation, I just sense God is telling me to slow down my pace again. And so I have been working full time. I love my school. I love the people. It's been a blessing to be there, but it has also been super busy, Christy. Like the travel and the schedule, the traffic, the routine for us is to leave at 6:30 a.m. and get home at 4:45 or 5 p.m. And I just sense God saying, for you to dwell with me, I want you to take a step back and I want you to slow down. And with that comes some real fear of finances. Like that's a cutback in our finances. And what is that going to look like? And as I share that with people, their first response is, what are you going to do?
Right. Right.
What are you going to do? I'm asking myself, What am I going to do? How am I going to make more money? And I really just sense God saying, Kelly, for this season, it's not what you're going to do. It's who you're going to be. Wow. And I want to love you. I want to walk with you. I want to strengthen you. And part of that is my core, just having the time to take a deep breath, be present in each day.
Good.
And be available to my family to do what God has called me to do. Wow. And I feel like that's been lacking. I feel like we are surviving in a super rushed pace. And I just sense God wants me, I don't know how long. Right. I'm not saying right. Forever, but for this season, Kelly, will you trust me? Will you trust me? And I'm saying yes. And so I have backed off of work. I'm only going to work 2 days per week. And I just long for God to restore, refresh, like yeah. Psalm 23 yeah. says, my soul. And I really just feel like he wants me to make a more intentional effort with what my family, what I'm eating, like what I'm putting into my body. Like I feel like food can be medicine, but when you're surviving, you just kind of get by with whatever
yeah.
you can yeah. get. And
talked about that many times.
Yeah.
We both. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
And I am so proud of you though, Kelly,
yeah.
for recognizing that, again, that your body and the Lord is telling you to step back. And it is your, I don't want to say it's your personality or it's your, the way that you do things, but you are a go, go, go. I'm going to push through. I'm going to keep going. We're going to make it work. And I'm so proud of you for just breathing and taking a step back. And I was telling you earlier that I kind of knew what you were going to talk about with your word, but a, you know, you said dwell. Another word for dwelling is abiding. And I couldn't help but think of John 15, the vine and the branches. And I'm just going to read this verse 4 little bit. It just says, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And I just see this season, Kelly, as a season of pruning. And I was telling you that the farm, everything on the farm right now in the garden is not dead. We know things are still alive, but the grapes and the vines that I had over the summer, I was just reminded of that with you talking, like the vines are still there. The roots are still down deep, but it is a season even in the garden for pruning and cutting things back so that when it's a new season, it's time for new growth and new harvesting. Oh my goodness, God is going to do such a good thing. So I'm proud of you. I'm excited. I can look forward to what God is going to do in your next season because I see it. I see your obedience and your willingness to listen and obey in this season.
Well, thanks. And just to go along with that, like as we're talking about strengthening our core, like that is physical and spiritual. And I don't want to run a half marathon or even a 5K, but I do feel like the parallel between strengthening my physical core matches what God is showing me about my spiritual core. And just as we talked about Kintsugi the end of last year and just God's love shining through the broken places, I just sense God wants me to sit with him for a minute and let him have some space. Let me allow him to have some space to be healed in those broken places. And
yes, and those hard edges, those hard places that are broken and that can be put back together. Sitting with that, exactly what you're saying. Just so many times we rush through the process of even healing, even thinking that we've dealt with the healing process. Sometimes we find ourselves right back with those pieces. And I agree 100% that God wants us to sit with those jagged edges, those areas that are sharp. And he wants to file them. He wants to just make them smooth and moldable so that we can put back together more perfectly. And I love it. I love that picture. I love the Kintsugi idea, the artistic part of that. We will probably continue to talk about that. And I know we have some family projects even that we're going to be doing with that. So beautiful.
Yeah. And we're going to come back in a little while and Christy's going to share what God is teaching her and revealing to her about this next season. So we'll be right back.
Welcome back. Kelly and I are just talking about a couple of the words that God has allowed us to sit with. And this season, we feel like he's given her the word dwell. Yes. Thank you, Kelly, for sharing what that is looking like already in this season. And for me, I just feel like God was sharing with me that the word endurance is something that I need to sit with and realize that my endurance has always come from him. It always will come from him. And a quick definition of spiritual endurance or steadfast endurance is the power to withstand hardship or stress, especially that inward fortitude that is necessary to get through difficult things. And I just was thinking about different seasons in our lives, and I was telling you that I can remember when the kids were little and we thought, oh, when they just get big enough to walk and, you know, we don't have to carry them everywhere. Or they just get big enough to play at the beach and we can just sit and talk and visit while they play. Or when they just get old enough to drive to their own practices. And, you know, I mean, we have gone through a lot of seasons.
That's right.
And now we're in a season where I feel like the seasons don't necessarily get easier, but God gives us the endurance to get through the season that is next. And so, you know, life isn't really slowing down. And as Christians, I feel like the work that we have to do and reaching a world that needs to know the love of Christ is not getting easier, but it's getting more necessary. Or I at least feel like the calling on my life or the purpose for my life is to be more serious and more intentional about that. And so with that, you know, God is just showing me that I need that endurance. I need his endurance to push me through every season or every circumstance that comes up. And I know that I'm committed to strengthening my core in this season, because I too agree and believe that it directly affects every other area of my life.
For sure.
And you know, what do we need endurance for? That was a question I'm asking. What do I need endurance for? You know, it's the areas that I feel tired, I feel weak, that maybe I am hurting in, or maybe haven't experienced full healing in. Like, that's why I need endurance.
Right.
And so I just wanted to list a couple things that these are on my list, but these are also things that I know maybe our listeners need to have endurance for. But if you are experiencing physical or chronic pain, you have financial struggles, you have marriage, relationship, communication struggles, work conditions, of elderly parents.
Yeah.
Kelly and I mean, we are in that season of just our parents are getting older. What does that look like? It's out of our control. If you have young children, if you have children with special needs, if you have adult children, these are all areas that require some form of endurance.
And Christy, I know that our listeners are dealing with these things. We've heard from some of you. We're dealing with these things. So it's real. And I was just thinking of a verse that I feel like speaks directly to this in James. And it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So I just think, instead of avoiding or being scared of these things, we just need to realize that God is working.
Yes.
His plan through these things and developing maturity and perseverance.
And that verse, I mean, consider it pure joy. I don't think it's easy to say, oh, I'm going to be joyful that I'm having to, you know, endure this, or that's great that it's producing perseverance. It's those are great things, but in the moment, it's hard. Not easy. It's not easy to say, oh, I'm joyful in this, but we are reminded that it is producing something that is making us stronger. It's enduring us for the very next season that who knows what is coming ahead of us. But I was also reading this week, and maybe you knew this. I think we might have mentioned this last week, but did you know that you actually can experience back pain because your core is weak? Your abs are weak. And so even though you're experiencing pain in one area, it could very well be that it's because your core is not strong. Uh-huh. And so I just was thinking about that this week and the importance of our core. We've already talked about, you know, yes, our physical core needs to be strong, but our spiritual core needs to be even stronger in many ways. And I was just also thinking that the areas that we hurt or feel pain in, you know, are obviously not always the areas that the problem is in.
Right.
And that's why we're going to work on our core. And I also just wanted to say, I know our listeners know we are not medical doctors. We, you know, can't speak to medical conditions, but what we can speak to is why we think our physical core, I mean, our spiritual core is so important because it has gotten us through so many, you know, situations and circumstances and seasons in our life. And we can with confidence say that it is because the foundational truths that we've learned and we know about Christ and his goodness and his faithfulness and his compassion towards us, that we can sit here with confidence and say, it's a spiritual strength in our core that will get us through, and it will continue to get us through. And so the other thing I was just thinking about, Kelly, is the, you know, the fruit versus the root of our spiritual core. You know, if our core is spiritually strong and if we're learning Scripture and we know what Christ says about us and we're believing what he says about us, and we look at our neighbor and we see that exactly what God says about us, he's saying about them.
Yeah.
We have compassion towards our coworkers, our neighbors, you know, people that maybe we don't even have the same belief systems in, but because our core is strong, the fruit of Christ will be strong. And that's what we want. We want them to see the fruit of Jesus in our lives.
That's right.
And so basic ABCs, I was thinking of something like, what does that look like for me? What does a strong core look like? What am I going to be working on when it comes to endurance? And I've got a quick ABCs. A being accepting the mind of Christ. If we are putting in and we are learning what Christ says about us, and we accept ourselves the way Christ sees us, and we're renewing our mind, then that's the A, part of our core. Building spiritual endurance being the B. God's word, God's the Holy Spirit in our lives, listening. You've already talked about listening to what you feel like God is telling you to do, what's best for you in this season. That is the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we have to be listening and aware of what God is calling us to so that we are strong in our core. And then C, being confessing our faith with confidence. And Kelly, that's where I find myself in this season. In the very beginning, I said, you know, I'm the one that's tired of bringing those insecurities to the feet of Christ. Christ isn't tired of me bringing them there.
Right.
But I don't have to keep picking up those insecurities and walking away from the feet of Christ with those insecurities. It's time to be bold. It's time to be confident in what he's calling us to, yes, what he's given us to do in this season. Yeah. So that's what we want to do. We want to be confident in what God has called us to.
And the reality is, Chris, that it's so easy and it's such in our flesh and our nature to want a quick fix instead of walking through the process that God is leading us through. And we were laughing this week about just being tired and being busy. And I came home and didn't have dinner prepared, but there was a donut sitting on the counter. And I was just like, oh, I'm just going to have a bite.
Right.
But then I ate the whole donut.
Right.
And that was my dinner. And why? I was tired. I was unprepared.
It felt good.
It felt good. It tasted good. It was full of sugar. And I know I'm not the only one. We all have vices, yes, that fix it,
right,
in a moment. But did it really fix it? Of course not. Of course not. And that's what we're trying to do in this season, is strengthen our core. And instead of running to a quick fix, let's put in the time and work and relationship Christ wants to give that's nourishing and
satisfying.
Satisfying.
Yeah. Yes, all of those things. Well, we know that God provides endurance for the journey. We know that. And God has what we need to fill us up, just like you're saying. And therefore, we can overflow to others so that they, too, can experience his goodness. But we have to truly be filled up with him for that overflow to take place. A real overflow to take place, for them to truly experience what it feels like to be in the presence of God, means we are truly spending time in the presence of God.
Right.
And he will overflow. And every week we like to leave you with something. And as Kelly and I were talking this week, we like to leave you with a thought. And this is the thought: if the people that you come in contact with were physically or emotionally hungry, what do you have to offer them this week to satisfy them? And we've been reminded to bring God what we have. It may seem like something so small. It may seem like something insignificant. But when we bring what we have, God is the one who takes what we have, breaks it, multiplies it, and feeds and satisfies those around us. And so what is it that you have that you can bring to God this week so that the people around you can feel that love, that compassion that God has given you? So until next time.
Keep walking.
Rooted Studio.